Shalom, Australia. Last night, thousands of Israelis gathered in Rabin Square in Tel Aviv to remember Yitzhak Rabin, the then Prime Minister and Minister of Defence, who was murdered after a peace rally in that plaza on November 4, 1995. On Friday, Rabin's family travelled to the State Cemetery on Mount Herzl to visit his grave. His daughter, Dalia Rabin Pelosov, said, "I am beginning to think that the incitement beforehand actually still isn't over. This is a murder and this is a death that has not reached a consensus to this day." At the rally, she expressed her appreciation for her father's supporters. Last week, Labour Chairman Yitzhak Herzog said his party would assume responsibility for last night's event after the usual private organisers announced its cancellation due to lack of funds. A group of Israeli settlers yesterday attacked Palestinian farmers harvesting olives outside the West Bank village of Jenia near Ramallah. Three members of the Fakheda family were assaulted by residents of the adjacent settlement of Talmon as they tended to their family's olive grove. Saber Abu Fakheda suffered a blow to the head and was taken to Ramallah hospital in serious condition. His brother and cousin were treated for moderate injuries. Israeli authorities say they are investigating the allegations. There are some 10 million olive trees in the West Bank, and the crop is a critical section of the Palestinian economy, employing 100,000 workers and providing up to $100 million in revenue each year. An IDF court on Wednesday sentenced 16-year-old Palestinian Murad Bader Abdullah Adais to life imprisonment and a 1.7 million shekel fine for the January slaying of Israeli mother of six, Daphna Meir, in her West Bank home. Meir was murdered by Adias as she painted the outside of her home in the Hebron area settlement of Otniel on January the 13th. Three of her children were at home at the time. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon reached an agreement on Wednesday to set up a committee to look at whether a proposed new broadcaster to replace the ailing Israel Broadcast Authority would, as the Prime Minister has claimed, incur prolific and wasteful costs. The announcement means that a Likud-led bill to cancel the previous legislation, which created a new broadcaster, previously slated to be voted on next week, will be postponed. The decision came following Kahlon's insistence that the budget for the public broadcaster would not exceed the allocated funds. In 2014, the Knesset passed wide-reaching reforms, closing the IBA, which politicians at the time described as increasingly irrelevant and costly, and replacing it with a new broadcasting corporation called Kan. Likud officials have claimed that cancelling the new corporation would save the state 2.5 billion shekel. Critics from both the coalition and the opposition say the real reason for the move to cancel was Netanyahu's fear of the corporation's political independence. Kahlon says that billions of shekels would be wasted were the new corporation to be shut down now. The committee will present its conclusions to the two ministers within 3 weeks. Bank Hapoalim apologised on Friday for its handling of an allegation of sexual assault against its former CEO, Dion Kanan. The incident involved Kanan's alleged sexual assault of a former employee of the bank, which took place while they were on a trip to Kazakhstan nearly a decade ago, after which she was paid millions of shekels. The incident was not reported to the Bank of Israel's supervisors of banks or to the bank's directory. Current Hapoalim chairman Yair Sarusi on Friday apologised for its handling of the incident, and the bank has promised full cooperation with the supervisor's inquiry into it. Police were called in Thursday to rescue three IDF soldiers after they were trapped inside a Jerusalem synagogue by an angry mob of ultra-Orthodox protesters. The soldiers were safely extracted from the building in the Zichron Moshe neighbourhood. There were no injuries or arrests in the incident. It is not known if the protesters knew the soldiers in question. The Council for Higher Education announced on Wednesday its decision to close the Haredi College of Jerusalem, which has faced financial problems and low student intake for the past several years. The college was founded in 2001 by Adina Bar Shalom, the daughter of the late former Sephardi chief rabbi and Chas spiritual leader of Ovadia Yosef, with the support of her father. It was seen as a significant step forward in offering secular education to the ultra-Orthodox community. History was made at the Kotel on Wednesday morning when for the first time a Torah was publicly read in the women's section. Anat Hoffman, chair of the Women of the Wall organization, was elated at her group's success at holding its morning prayers at the Kotel, saying, "I feel this day is Simchat Torah a little late." A pluralistic service was also held in the plaza above them. Scuffles broke out as some ultra-Orthodox onlookers and Western Wall officials lunged for the Torah scrolls carried by the women and attempted to physically bar them from entering the prayer area. Police attempted to separate the groups but did not interfere either with the women or the pluralistic protesters or with the Western Wall staffers and ultra-Orthodox worshippers' attempt to hinder them. Amid the shoving, each side railed at the other's treatment of the sacred Torah scrolls. The prayers and protests came, as always, at the start of the new month on the Hebrew calendar. A new poll published on Friday indicates that a clear majority of Israelis prefer Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton over Republican rival Donald Trump in the American elections. Of the 500 respondents of the Rafi Smith Institute survey, 49% considered the former Secretary of State the better candidate, while just 32% preferred Trump. The poll indicated that responders who vote for right-wing parties in Israel tended to back the GOP's candidate. Among Likud voters, 44% were for Trump. Over 50% of Beit Yehudi voters said they preferred Trump. But 84% of centre-left Zionist Union voters and 58% of the centre-right Yesh Atid party voters backed the Democratic candidate, compared to just 7% and 23% respectively for Trump. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.